Good evening. This is KGVM 95.9 on your dial from Bozeman, Montana. And we're here at the studios in Immigrant, Montana. I'm Jim.
And I'm Marion.
And we're hosts for the Meditation to Self-Realization show. And our studio is packed today. We have all sorts of guests. Who knows what kind of interviews we might have at the end? This is the final day of the.
Soul Sync Festival, and today we're going to be doing Soul Sync for peace. Peace within ourselves, peace within our loved ones, peace within our communities, and peace within the world. So I'd like to let you know that Rhonda Alexander is here with us today. Janet Sharpless, Mariana McCann, Simeon Irwin, Debbie Morley, Joyce Johnson, and Arlene Hogue, and Jeannie Campbell. We're all here together, and we're going to meditate together with all of you. And I'll give you just a brief instruction. The first three stages of this meditation are going to activate our parasympathetic system, which is basically our nervous system. And in very short terms and in rhymes, it's for, ooh, what are those rhymes? Rest and, the rhymes aren't coming to me, but it's basically for our digestion, our reproductive organs, wherever the nerves are running through our body. This is being activated and balanced. So there's not only mental advantages for slowing down our beta brain waves to a slower brain wave, which is alpha, and where we see things clearly and hear things more clearly and problem solve easier. It also gives us a more expanded sense of ourself and the world and what and our consciousness. So the first stage, we're just simply going to be breathing and using our fingertips in order to count our breaths, eight breaths. So we're going to do deep inhale and exhale for eight counts. And then the second stage is a deep inhale and a humming sound on the exhale. And eight times, counting on your fingers. And then the third stage is observing the pause between the inhale and the exhale. I don't know if you've ever observed that before, but there is a subtle, without even practicing, there's a subtle pause, and that connects us with the heaven and earth. That's the balance point. So the fourth stage then is inhaling, and when we exhale, we chant internally, hum, and that means I am limitless consciousness. So this is where we expand into a limitless field and join each one of us here out there. And then the fourth stage, we hold our fingers in Dhyani Mudra on our lap, and we are going to visualize everything turning into light. We are going to be light, and everything around us, everything will be formless, and we will just visualize light. And on the fifth stage, we will see the intention and feel the peace within us and see smiling faces of peace. Whatever brings peace to mind to you, go there in this last stage because we are putting it out into the universe within our beings and out to everyone we know and out to the world at large. Okay, I believe we're ready to get started. Does everyone feel pretty clear on that? Okay, so now we will. And here we go.
Namaste. It gives me great joy to lead you through Soul Sing for Peace. From today, you are beginning your contribution to world peace by doing Soul Sing and by nurturing peace consciousness within yourself. This will be your strength. This will be your contribution to end inner violence and to contribute to world peace. It will be your magic potion to heal your heart of all its wounds and a wellspring of blessing and grace to manifest synchronicities that would pave way for a peaceful and a beautiful life. Soul Sing has freed scores of individuals of their inner judgments and inner prejudice against each other. It has opened their hearts to great connection and compassion. Are you all ready to do the Soul Sing with me? Please be seated with your eyes closed, your spine erect, and your body still. We will move into the first stage of the Soul Sing. Take 8 conscious breaths. Use your thumb and your fingers to keep count. Move to the second stage. Inhale slowly. Exhale, make a humming sound. Do it for 8 more counts. Take 8 conscious breaths. bring awareness to the natural pause that occurs between every inhalation and exhalation. For the next 8 cycles of breath, chant Aham on your exhalation. Do this for 8 conscious breaths. Allow the tips of your index finger and the thumbs touch each other. Rest your hands upon your thighs. See and feel everything around you. All forms, see it dissolve into light. Feel yourself expand into limitless consciousness. this beautiful state hold a heartfelt intention for peace. Peace within you and peace in the world around you. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May you become peaceful within. May your loved ones become peaceful. May the world around you become peaceful. Whenever you feel ready, you may slowly open your eyes.
Okay, welcome back to the studio. All right. So wonderful to go to that expansive state with each of you. And I would like to open up our windows, our studio for sharing. Anyone have it? Special things that transpired during the meditation for you.
Thank you for doing this. I feel just very calm, peaceful, and I hope this went out into the world.
I'm quite sure it has. I've been feeling it go out there. I saw it. I felt it. So how about you? Janet was going to share.
Well, I felt.
Can you speak up, Janet?
Yes, I felt it was very wonderful, very peaceful. I was in the deepest place I've been here since I've been here. And I remember at home thinking about peace today and hearing the issues around the war in Ukraine and how it was a ceasefire that so they didn't take it. They thought it was a chance to move their supplies up. So he didn't take the ceasefire. But I said, you know, that's the human warring stuff that's going on. And I don't want to be part of that. I want to get above that. So I did. And I said, well, that's just the human stuff that we all get into. And I want to be up higher. So I got the answer to that. So
wonderful. And we contributed today.
Yeah.
During this Peace Festival or Soul Sing Festival and then putting out Peace today. So yes.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else like to share?
Well, that's an interesting thought that came to me, just what you shared, Janet, because wouldn't it be interesting that, you know, they do all these surveys and do interviews with people and stuff, but they never ask people about their inner peace or what's going on. Are you angry or how do you feel about the Russians or how do you feel about the Ukrainians or the Czechoslovakians or the, you know, Muslims, whatever. We never go there. We don't get into when these journalists and stuff do interviews, they don't, I've never heard them discuss about what's your inner self feeling.
Yeah, that's missing.
Yeah.
This is a perfect
place. I wonder if it would be beneficial though to.
Yeah, because if it's connected that way, I mean, we know when we get in an argument or something, there's anger welling up in us and, you know, you can feel all the stomach and everything going, the blood and the nervous system. And then what settles us down, you know, what makes us peaceful, you know, and what causes that anger, but just between us, between you and me, for instance. And there's something internal going on, whether you wounded my ego or vice versa, or, you
well,
know.
I don't really wound your ego.
Ah, that's what I'm waiting for. Keep going. Take responsibility
for one own. Caught you there.
Okay, no more arguing then.
Well, we have to get past the ego. That's the end.
We do, right? That's the point.
The real,
issues at hand.
We want to be in the higher realm.
And that's what I got out of what you shared, Janet.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But I remember them saying, "I don't want peace at any price for the war stuff." And I can understand where their point is, but that's not where we want to be. We want to be above that. So hopefully, we'll bring it into their hearts as well as. All the hearts, not just one side.
That was definitely in my focus.
I'd like to share something on those same lines.
Okay, Jeannie.
I'm laughing because I had a similar situation with my other half the other day where I had done or said something that I thought triggered, that's the word I use, some emotional energy there. And later in the day, I was asking for forgiveness for that. And at the same time, I heard this voice in my head say, but I'm actually not responsible for his reaction. It was a reaction to, you know what I mean? And that's what the ego does, react. But back to this, just being able to sit here and the realization that anytime we sit in peace and come to a place of stillness and peace within ourselves, the world is becoming more peaceful. And it made me realize how much I want to do this more, you know, throughout the day. Just take time out, send peace to the world. What else? I mean, you know, I'm not marching in the streets because I think this works better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is probably more effective.
Well, that's what I like about that one conscious breath where we're paying attention to the pause between the inhale and the exhale. And it's like the inhale is all that energy welling up within us. And we take a pause before we exhale it all out. And that pause connects us somehow to, okay, wait, what's going on here? You know, and so I like to do that throughout the day is just like taking a pause in our interactions. And it doesn't mean leaving the room or anything. It's just like, okay, I could do something like saying, okay, let me process that or whatever. It's just take a little pause, take a look at it, process it, you know, and And so that's what I really liked about that one aspect of the meditation, the pause. And it's then applying the pause to daily communications. Yeah.
Sounds like a spiritual timeout.
Yeah, there you go.
Like you do for little kids, all right?
Little kids.
Well, that happens to be one of my favorite parts of the meditation, observing the pause. It used to be my least favorite when I first started doing it because I wasn't very effective at it, you know, trying to catch it without making my, you know, without doing it or forcing it. And now that I've observed it long enough, I can literally clearly observe it.
So. That's what I felt. This sixth one, it all came together. And the depth of it was so good when you breathe right.
Yeah, when you really get into a deep breath.
The breath is so very important.
Yeah, because I know even some of the other meditations we did in the Soul Sync meditation, when it came to that, I could really sense when I was making the pause. And tonight, it just flowed. I didn't even have to think about it. And then I recognized it without making my breath do it.
Mm-hmm. Rhonda, you look like you're ready to share something.
I have a cosmic funny to share.
Good. We like to laugh. Done.
Yeah, so when people are done sharing, then I will jump in with that.
Oh, well, I think it could be an intermission here.
Okay. Okay. Well, how long have we been doing this now? On the first one where she's talking about our thumbs and putting them together, I thought she was saying tongue all this time. And I've been trying to figure out how to put my finger on the tongue while I'm breathing. And for the first time, I heard that it was thumb. The second one, I heard thumb. But the first one, I thought it was tongue all this time. So I kind of moved off into some cosmic laughing and funny ha-has when I went, oh. It has been interesting trying to make that work.
Yeah.
So that's where my head has been. And, you know, this being our last time with this particular one, I just so enjoyed this. And it really has made a difference in how I'm looking at things. Again, really, really connecting with all of our oneness. And, you know, everything you said, Janet, really resonated for me. And again, the more we can put ourselves above all the effluvia or whatever we want to call it and stay in spirit, the more we're going to be able to have a more peaceful life for ourselves and others. And so that to me has been just a huge blessing being a part of this. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. I like the cosmic. Yeah. I don't know. You probably had your eyes closed, but today we had Preeti G on and the script was underneath her. I don't remember the script ever appearing before. And most of the time we didn't even have a screen, you know, screen showing, but the script was visible today. And I do realize that that can be challenging to get the inflection of her accent mm-hmm. and the way that she pronounces some of the words. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else have anything to share?
Sure. No, I was just going to say, see, here's another wonderful, funny comment. I wanted to unmute myself so I could talk, and it wasn't working when I realized I was trying to unmute Joyce. I'm just, you know.
Well, that's getting me to think that maybe the tongue was a connection about muting.
And with that, I forgot what I was going to say.
You're muted.
This has been very enjoyable, but I have somebody coming to get some information, so okay, I'm leaving you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Colin, Debbie.
Yeah, from Wyoming. Debbie from Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. And do we have any other shares before we celebrate with some music?
Hello? Hi, yes. Can you hear me? Yeah. I just want to say, but I love that part about turning everything into white light. Mm-hmm. I can think of a lot of reasons, and that's part of the pause. You know, I'm kind of a reactive, outy person, and I thought this is good for me. I would love to be able to pause and then just turn somebody into white light in my imagination, you know.
There you go.
Or the situation or the room or whatever. I liked that one.
Yeah. Truly, that's
light is powerful.
It is a powerful one.
You know what I miss? I mean, I really talk about maybe you did send some white light to me because I,
of course, we
you
did.
Know that
we
one
did.
Yeah, that one part where we say we breathe and then silently say I missed that totally, and the next thing I knew we were at the very end with the light going on, and all I kept hearing was the music. The background music was just pounding in my head, and I heard nothing else, no instructions. And so I went from a pause all the way to the end without.
Wow. You were deep into something.
I got deep into it. Either that or I was sleeping. Was I snoring?
No.
No. So I got deep into it.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have a comment. At the end, during the white light part, every time I was doing the exhale, my body was kind of vibrating. It's like when a chill goes through you, and every time I exhaled, and I felt this a few times in the past, but not on every breath. And so, yeah, that was pretty exciting. So I guess I got people's peace. Felt it over this way.
Yes.
On the Bozeman.
Over the pass. And
yes.
Over the pass.
Through the light waves. And it may have something to do with your parasympathetic system.
Yeah.
Activating. Since that's what this meditation's about.
Yep. It affects the parasympathetic nervous system.
And when I was in India, we did this meditation every day, not for peace. We had a variety of different intentions that we held each time we did it. And yeah, the more one does it, it seems the more powerful it starts feeling. For me, that was definitely the case. And not that I felt my brain doing anything physically, although I noticed sensations when I had thoughts that I never thought before. It's so hard to put things into words. Almost, you know, the sensation of when we're in the limitless consciousness and you don't have a brain anymore, you're just out there. It is a very expansive state. And so, all very wonderful.
My brain's on the answer.
Okay, well, unless anybody else has anything else to share, we're going to move into music. Did your little
hey,
one?
One more thing.
Oh, yeah.
One more thing. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
I liked. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I liked that image you had on yesterday with the heart-shaped hole in the sky. Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Talk about consciousness, you know. And then I said, that's my heart. But in a way, it is, isn't it? Really.
All of our
the heart of the universe is our heart. That's the way I look at it. I think that's very...
cosmic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cosmic.
Thanks. Yes.
Well, I can send you the link to that song, Joyce, so that you can watch it some more.
Okay. Okie doke. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, so, that was a beautiful song yesterday. I really enjoyed it.
You would like a copy? You would like a link too?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. We were talking about, it's called Heart of the Universe by Sanat Kaur. And did your little one have anything to?
I guess what I experienced was just a sense of lightness.
Mm-hmm.
I also felt some lightness in my heart, as if some burdens were lifted up, even though I wasn't aware of them being there. So my heart was elevated.
Nice.
And before we began the meditation, the baby was pretty active. But when we were starting to meditate, she kind of calmed down a little. And it was quiet time until the meditation was over. And after that, she was active again.
So Mariana is...
beginning of March.
Yes.
Beginning of March.
We have a very little one with us today. And so...
Acting.
Yeah, meditating with us.
Meditating with us.
Special.
This is very special.
Special. Oh.
Okay. Well, we're going to celebrate all this wonderful peace with John Lennon's Imagine. Mm-hmm.
You having a song now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Okay.
Oh.
Sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. To kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world.
but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one.
Pause. I mean, he didn't just push it one after another. He just paused in between his his lines.
Oh, well, that's
deep.
Great observation there. Wow.
That's what I'm wanting.
Janet was just saying how she really appreciated how he paused, you know, in between the verses and the words.
Which really made for clarity.
Yeah.
And how he added you.
Yes.
He included you. Mm-hmm. And then the birds at the end were perfect.
Yeah.
In a peaceful world. Perfect peaceful world.
Yes.
And I liked how Rhonda and I were singing.
Yeah, you were. I saw that.
I forgot to mute us, so I couldn't bellow out. thank you. I want to thank you all. And I also want to let's take one moment to be grateful to Ekam and to Sri Preetaji and Sri Krishnaji for bringing us this festival, making it happen, orchestrating it, and bringing it forth for all of us to celebrate the many intentions we've held throughout this week. And I want to thank each one of you for joining us on such a regular basis and for contributing to new beginnings for this new year of 2023. Thank you. Thank you.
For oneness.
We are one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we'll see you next Thursday, listeners.
Wait a minute.
Oh, excuse me.
So, when's the next phase?
Well, we'll have to keep you updated on that.
Posted.
Okay.
We could do a once a week gathering, and we'll just see what happens. What maybe text or email or write me about what you might want to see.
There is a manifest going on tomorrow, and it's for relationships.
For yogic vitality and health.
Vitality and health. So there might be some, usually a week or so after meditation, there's usually some kind of a sadhana going on.
So we'll keep you posted
and see what if and what we're doing.
Yeah, I would love that.
Even ideas are always welcome. Okay.
Wonderful. I like the one day a week. That sounds wonderful. Keep us tuned in, but not have to, because, everybody's